This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy.
Ooh, we are live at
Hello.
The Ask Jason Show. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
Did you watch the Oscars last night?
I did not. Did something crazy happen?
No, I don't know. I don't think I've watched the Oscars in like 10 years. Oh. I don't even know these movies, to be honest with you. I don't even know what movies are out.
Yeah.
I don't know what movies are out. I don't even know who these celebrities are. So I went to my parents' house, and my mom gets Us Weekly. You know that magazine?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like skimming through it. Like Ryan and Chloe were playing downstairs, and everyone's playing with Noah. And I'm just sitting on the couch. I pick it up, and I start looking through it. I mean, I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah.
And I'm like starting to feel old, and I'm starting to feel like I used to be in touch and like have my finger on the pulse. And I'm like looking at like all these people lined up and this singer and that singer. I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah.
And then like the actors that I did watch growing up, their kids are like 20 years old and they're all performing. They're all actors. I'm like, wow. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like COVID ruined that. Like when we had like that lockdown and for like almost like a year or two, like nothing really happened. No movies were made or anything like that. I feel like just kind of ruined the whole industry for me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like I never know who the latest like up and coming movie stars are or musicians. I just like don't keep up with it. I kind of live in like the 1970s, 1980s, I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
Considering you weren't alive in the 70s, considering you weren't even alive in the 70s, but yeah.
Barely alive in the 80s either. I don't know. I don't know who any of these new people are.
Yeah. I have no clue who any of these people are, but yeah. Anyways, how was your weekend? Aside from that?
Yeah, it was uneventful, but restful. Yeah.
Cool. We took I took Ryan at hockey, and then we went to go volunteer and pack meal boxes, like prep and prepare like meal boxes for like those less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
So like my wife was like very big on we gotta teach them like this this side, we gotta show them, and I agree with her, like it was her initiative though. So Ryan and I went, and he had like the best time, like carrying the box, putting everything inside it. He felt like so helpful. They were all so nice to him.
Yeah.
And they were like 5 years old. I think they said like one of their youngest volunteers they've ever had. So, it's good.
That's really good. Yeah.
He wants to do it more often. I mean, he was putting candy in some of the boxes, like a pack of candy. He's like, I love these candies.
Yeah.
And so the woman there was like, you could have one.
Yeah. I was going to say, did he get to take any?
Yeah. She's like, you could have one. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, Ryan, let's finish packing. Let's make sure everyone has enough. And then you'll have. And if we don't have, we'll go to the store and I'll buy you some candy.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Aww. Yeah. So it was good. Yeah. Let's jump into it. I mean, we know how this works. Anyone has any questions, put them in the comments below and we'll go through it.
Okay. Our first question is from John. I'm a new business owner of an online sports apparel store. We don't have a brick and mortar store yet, and we've just launched our online store 6 months ago. I'm looking for a coach. Is it too soon to join your program?
My program? I don't know. I think there's a bigger conversation to be had around there. I don't think it's too soon to have a coach. I think I paid for my first mentorship or consulting or coaching, whatever you want, before I even made a penny in sales. Mm-hmm. So, there's different ways to look at coaching. You could look at it as I'm at this revenue. I want to learn how to get here. Or it's, I'm here and I just want to bypass time. I want to speed up my time. For me, when I was starting off, I've always recognized the power of coaching. And I was always like, cool, who do I know that's done what I want to do? And how can I meet with them so that they could speed up my TTV, time to value, mm-hmm. of you know, like, how can I get my rate of return up quickly? How can I, you know, not spend 2 years trying to figure this out on my own, but who do I know? And some people, you know, hire coaches. Some people pay big names for 1 hour consults, but chances are you probably have someone in your industry live near you. And they're like, it'd be so it's funny. Cause when I started the clothing brand, I had Damon John as a mentor, very fortunate, very lucky, right? I reached out to him, got a big name celebrity, but at the same time, I was actually put in touch with people locally who are doing millions of dollars, like big, big business people, locally, who were in my niche, who understood my niche, who took me under their wing. And, you know, while I learned a lot from Damon John, obviously, like come on, like that's like the guy's brilliant. I also learned so much from the people who are with me on the ground here, because Damon was a little bit detached from what was actually going on from running a brand, right? He's built his brand so big. He's a big, powerful person. He's on Shark Tank. He has all these things. But these guys here were still boots on the ground, running teams, understanding manufacturing, understanding certain things. So, you know, I was fortunate where I got to meet with them. And, you know, it wasn't coaching. It was just like mentorship. And a lot of these local people love doing it because they're not asked for it enough, because they're not celebrities. So they're not asked for it. No one's really asking them to like, hey, can you help me? And they love giving back. So I'd reach out to those people, whether you are a fit for Amplify or not. I mean, I would tell you just book a call and we could figure that out pretty quickly. And if you're not, don't worry. We're not going to sell you into anything that we don't think we could help you with. But if you are, then we'll tell you and we could have a conversation around what that looks like. But the point I'm trying to make is don't discount the local people in your area, the business people in your area who've, you know, done it and built a big business or built a business. And they would gladly give you more time than I can, than Damon can, than any of these big people can, and for free. So,
yeah.
Or you just buy them a coffee and a lunch.
Yeah. Okay. I have yet to find an ad agency that has brought me positive results. What are a few signs that show the agency knows what they're doing and knows how to run ads to bring in results? And that is from Claire.
I'm always hesitant around this question because normally it's followed by I've had like 7 different ad agencies. And that's a giant red flag for ad agencies because it means you probably don't have what it takes to start running paid ads or run ad accounts, or you're missing certain things. So things you're missing, your website may not be converting properly. You may not have creatives. You may not have sales. There's so many different variables that go into why you can't get success on these platforms. Now, if you've gone through a lot of them, you're the red flag, not the agencies. Mm-hmm. So, and not a red flag in a bad way, like never work with this person, but maybe there's a better way for you to get started. But, you know, you've been around for 20 years and you just can't find success, then you just need to trust the process a little bit more. You hired one agency, they didn't do a good job. You know, it's 30 days in, you're like, hey, where's all my money? Where's my millions of dollars? Then I would just say you probably have to give them a little bit more requires time and money to get success on paid ads. I mean, there's no other nice way to say it. There's no other like, you know, sure, you could hit home runs. And as an agency, we've definitely hit home runs on a first pitch for clients. But most of the time it's like, you know, we hit a single, then we hit a double, and we start like really ramping up. And most of the time it's like, okay, we struck out, you know, for the first 2 weeks. Like that's the truth. That's the process. So, I mean, I'm hesitant to answer this question because I don't know who the red flag is. I don't know if an agency took you on when they shouldn't have, and you dealt with one agency and they probably should have guided you a little bit better or set your expectations a little bit more, and then it's the agency's fault, or is it you've gone through 9 agencies and you're still not learning your lesson? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes as a business owner, you need to give up a little bit of control, maybe not try to control every tiny aspect.
You sound like you're speaking from experience, Megan.
Maybe a little bit.
You sound like we had a call right before this. So yeah.
Sometimes Yeah. As a business owner, you can get in your own way.
Like we were just on a call about all this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the truth. No, I think you ended with something really great. Business owners need to get out of their own way. Oftentimes, yeah, the biggest roadblock for a business owner, and I know this because I'm guilty, and I'm not trying to pick on any client or anyone here, because I'm guilty of this too. And Megan's definitely told me to get out of the way at times for certain things. Business owners were often our biggest roadblock because we have something in our head, and either we may not be good at communicating the vision that's in our head, which we need to get better at, or we believe we could do it better. And we've made a ton of mistakes in order to do that better. And for some reason, we don't let our employees or the people who work with us to make those same mistakes in order to get better. So we come in and swoop in and save. So we're often our biggest roadblocks. Yeah. Everyone needs like a Megan who just sits there and says, just stop, like,
yeah,
get out of the way.
Sometimes you got to get out of your own way a little bit and just trust just a little bit.
I trust myself the most, but yes.
Okay. This next question is from Kristen. After 3 years, I feel I've finally reached a comfortable and profitable place with my e-com business, and I have a team that essentially runs everything for me. That being said, where should I be focusing and putting all my efforts in?
Hey, Jason here. I hate to interrupt this episode. You're probably enjoying it so much right now, and thank you for paying attention to it and tuning into this episode. Look, the truth is, I really need a favor from you. We really want to keep getting this in the hands of more and more people. So if you could do me a favor and head on over and leave a 5-star review, leave us a review, leave us some comments, share it with friends, spread the love. It would mean the world to me. As well, continue the conversation with me on Instagram at Jason Portnoy. Follow along there. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
I lack so much context into answering this question that I don't even know if I could give a general question. I need way more context into there. Like, your team does everything, so what do you want to do? So, I mean, the most general answer I could probably give to this, and who is this, Kristen?
Kristen.
So Kristen, I'd love for you to just message Megan and or if you're listening, clarify a little bit more. Because, like, things I would need to know is, what do you mean by you have a team that does everything and you're out? Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to be doing? Did you want to be out of it completely? And now you have a team there and you're like, okay, how do I define my purpose in this company? Because that's a very different question versus, hey, my team's running things, but I don't know what I should be doing in my business. Or I don't know how I should spend my time or what charity should I get involved with? I lack so much context to this question that I can't answer. Okay. So, sorry.
Okay. All right. I have an ad agency and I seem to be attracting clients that are not ideal and ones that are extremely time consuming. Do you have any advice on how to better vet a potential client? And this is from Bryson.
I'm gonna throw that to you, Megan.
How to better vet?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, obviously, I know we like to know how long the business has been around, what kind of revenue they're bringing in, you know, if they worked with an agency before. I mean, if they've never worked with an agency before, if they've haven't been around very long at all, I don't know, might not be a good, your ideal client.
PETA clients, so pain in the ass clients, right? Sometimes they're very easy to catch the red flags. Like I said, they worked with 19 agencies before. You know, they speak in very unrealistic expectations. So you have a choice. You could sit there and say, okay, we'll take them on and educate them and help them through the process, and then you have to deal with it. Sometimes the red flags just aren't there and they seem like they're ready to go. And then once they're onboarded inside, everything becomes unhinged. Mm-hmm. So I think we as an agency have definitely had our share of clients that are like that. I think for the most part, a lot of it, I don't know if we could have caught that right out of the gate, like right off the bat. Cause I think there was that that interest. I think, look, as long as you're honest about the expectations and you set those expectations and you talk about things and you understand how things are going to be moving forward and this is how things are going to work and this is our process and this is how we do things, and they sign on, and then all of a sudden they're like, I hate this process, I don't like this, or where's my 95x ROAS, and like, or things like that, then not much you could really do. I mean, maybe you could ask better questions. Maybe you could do like personality tests and culture indexes and things like that to try to find out. But I think a lot of times when I've seen agencies really bring on bad clients, and they know they're bad clients, is from a place of desperation. So, hey, I'm just starting my agency. I need my first client. Oh, I don't know if I can help this person. He has unrealistic expectations, but hey, I need to get started. I need to do somewhere. No one's giving me the chance. This guy's willing to give me the chance. And then they do it and they don't realize how big of a headache it is. Like, we fire clients. Like, that's the truth. We do, because I protect my team, not in the sense of being abusive from people, but it's if they're constantly pulled out of what they need to do, then either we need to raise our fees on that one client, but we have other clients and we have a business to run. So the mental health and the sanity and the, you know, my team's ability to do their job cannot be affected. So if we're roadblocked that way by one client, then we either have to have talks or figure out a new way. But for the most part, I believe everything's solvable. So we just have to come up with a solution that works best for everyone. But how do you really vet like those clients? Interview process, asking the right questions, doing all those things. But just sometimes you either know and you're taking them on because it's like, hey, why not? Let's just go for it. In which case you didn't listen to your gut. Or two is they just really, something really switches once there's a transfer in money and it's done talking and it's done just talking and the money has been transferred, that's when people change.
Yeah. I think you can ask all the right questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, do all the vetting, but sometimes you just don't know until, yep, you know,
yep,
a month or two in, and then you have to make a decision.
Yeah. So. And most often the right thing is just fire them. So.
Yeah. It's not worth the headache sometimes. Okay. So now for my question of the week. How do you know when it's the right time to start a podcast? Should you wait until you have a certain number of followers on social media, or do things like that like even matter?
I don't think there's a right time to start a podcast. I don't think your social media account means anything. I think for the beginning part of it is a lot of reps. Like, it's like most podcasts fail like before 8 episodes because people don't realize how hard it is. And how hard it is, I mean, the setup's pretty easy, right? Microphone and computer and that's it. But most people fail on the consistency side of things. Like, even just this show alone, there's consistency that goes into it. And then there's sometimes Megan's like, hey, I may need to switch the time. You know, you may have a personal issue. I may just not be feeling 100% and I may want to switch the time. And then sometimes I don't do that because I'm like, hey, if we switch the time, then we break the consistency. Like, it's hard to stay consistent and put it out. I mean, we've done what, like 200 plus episodes already of our podcast. And in the beginning, like the first 20 episodes took like 6 months. Like, it was crazy. And now we do one a week. So I think it's just a matter of go start doing it, build it up, build your reps up, get better and better and better. And it's way better to probably make all those mistakes when no one's listening to you versus when you have 100,000 listeners and you're like, all right, I'm ready to start. So I don't think there's a right time or a wrong time. I just think it's a matter of, is it the best use of your time? So a lot of people think a podcast is a great way to grow their business. It's a very slow way to grow a business. So, and it's work. So do you want to add on more work in order to do that? So I don't think it's a matter of right time or wrong time. I think it's a matter of, is it the best use of your time?
And I guess Consistency is key.
As with everything.
Yeah.
True. How do you get good at, how do you get ads to work on Facebook? Consistency and testing. How do you get better as a parent? Consistency of showing up for your kids. How do you get better at podcasts? Consistency of doing a podcast. How do you get better at posting on social media and growing a following by posting consistently? Everything in life, consistency is key. Water beats rock. So.
All right.
All righty.
Good answer.
Good week. Have a great week, everyone. If you have any questions, put them in the comments below. Let us know you're watching the replay. Megan, as always, thank you, and have a good week, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Thank you for your attention. And if you made it this far, you're clearly somebody who wants to take their business to the next level. You want to get better. And I understand that being an entrepreneur sometimes can feel like a little bit of a lonely journey, which is why being part of a thriving community of like-minded people is just so important. It was super helpful in my own development as well. And as is the ability to instantly get answers to the questions you may have in order to grow and scale your business. It's for that reason why I launched a consulting coaching program called the Market Domination Method. And guess what? If you're listening to this and you hear this, we're open for applications right now for new members to join. So to request an invitation or to book a free diagnostic call it a game plan call. I'll literally sit with you and demonstrate the value that we could bring to your business on that call. Let's jump on a call. We'll discuss ways you could possibly grow your business. Head on over to jportnoy.com, jportnoy.com. You'll find all the different ways you could work together. It's going to be the best business decision you'll make. So hope to speak soon. Head on over to jportnoy.com, book that free game plan call, and I look forward to talking to you soon.